And it's time for this week's episode of Radioga. So please welcome to the studio, Terry Flaherty. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sage. Again, it's very nice to be here. And I was just thinking of noticing the effects of the coming of a turn in the seasons. We're still in summer. It's still quite warm. But I'm going to be asking you to look around yourselves and start noticing little changes in nature and using vision, using the sense of sound. Maybe the breezes become different at night. Maybe the insects are sounding different to you. And for the next 5 weeks, so 5 weeks after today, we're going to pay attention to our five senses, the way in which our bodies take in information from the outside world. So I'm telling you this because you can set up props for yourself and be ready to practice with me. So first we'll do the sense of smell next week. So you can have a rose or some baked goods or be cooking some soup or oatmeal or something in your kitchen, and the sense of smell will be prominent. You probably can find a candle if you're just kind of coming into it and aren't prepared. We're going to do the sense of taste after that, and you can come up with whatever your favorite is. It might be just an herb from your garden, maybe a piece of mint or oregano. It could be a piece of chocolate, whatever your taste might be. It might be just your morning tea or coffee. We're going to do the sense of vision, which will really come into play as the fall colors start coming in and changes. And we'll do the sense of touch, which we've already done every time we do a little bit of movement. We're going to do some of that today as well. And then we'll do the sense of sound. And I'll probably be playing like a singing bowl or bells, but I also want you to focus on the sense of the sound of your own breath and sounds within and outside and around your home. So we're going to start with a little bit of breath work as usual. We've done a lot of breath work, a little bit of movement. We haven't done much meditation. So this attention to the five senses is going to bring our awareness to how we focus the attention of our minds in order to calm the waves or patterns or churning of the common every moment parts of our mind that kind of chatter away as we move about our day. So we're going to rub our hands together. So place your palms together and rub really quickly and fiercely and create some heat energy between your palms. Good. And then stop, but keep your palms together and notice if you can feel a slight pulsation in the fingertips and the edges of the palms. And then rub your palms together again really briskly. Good. And place your palms over your eyes and close your eyes. Breathe in deeply. Deep full breath. Try to sit up straight and tall and then exhale out. Feel how the darkness behind your hands is apparent even through closed eyes. And soften the touch. Soften the way you're actually touching your forehead. Your thumbs are on your temples. And turn little circles on your temples with the thumbs, releasing any tension you might be holding there. Good. And then create a pitter-patter kind of pattern of movement with the fingertips on the forehead and notice that sense of touch at the forehead. And then again, place the palms over the eyes, create that sense of darkness cupping the eyes. Open your eyes into the palms. So open your eyes, look at the inside of your palms. You might notice a little light coming in on the sides. And then drop your hands and just notice vision. Good. We're going to rub our hands together again, and we'll cover our sense of sound. So you're going to rub your hands briskly, really fast as you can go. Just when you feel like you're getting too tired, keep creating that friction and heat. And then place your hands over your ears. You're not going to be able to hear my voice, but you're going to listen to the sound of your own breath. So create a breath that's like the ocean. Do this a couple more times, two more deep breaths in. And then take your fingertips to the tops of your ears, give a nice squeeze. Give a nice squeeze to the earlobes, fold them in. And then release your hands to your lap and notice if you're a little more aware, kind of getting rid of extraneous distractions from the mind and creating more of an ability to control and direct your focus. So this is the first step in meditation, is taking away all that distracts us and being able to focus on the moment with awareness. Thank you for letting me share some Radioga with you.
I'm Terry Flaherty, and this has been Radioga for Allegheny Mountain Radio.